In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Christos voskresi.
Christos
anesti. So good to see everybody today. And you know, we got a couple more days of saying Christ is risen, right? And then Wednesday's, you know, Tuesday's a leave take. Well, it begins on Tuesday, but it goes into Wednesday. Wednesday's a leave taking of Pascha, and so sadly, we have to say Christ is risen under our breath, like Christ is risen. Don't let anybody see me say it. So I think it's safe to, I don't know a lot of you that well yet, but by God's grace, I'm getting to know you a lot better, and y'all are getting to know me a lot better. But I think it's safe to say that all of you here have parents, right? What your relationship with them, you know, I don't know. Some of it's good, some of it's bad, some of it's we don't know our parents, but we all have parents, right? There's at least a mother out there from whom we were born. And there's also some of us here who are parents of some sort, foster parents, adopted parents, godparents, you know, biological parents. And so we all have this experience of what it means to be a parent or to have a parent, to be a child of a parent. And I think all of us can say with confidence that there are no perfect parents. Don't exist. There are a few people in my life where I thought they're, you know, the parents were great, they were wonderful, but then, you know, you get to know how the life really was in their home. Like, oh, well, they had their faults too. Because all parents lack something. None of us are perfect. And let's just start right there. Let's start by saying none of us are perfect. We all lack something. We're all incomplete in some way. And so because we're all incomplete, how can we pass that on to our offspring? All we're going to pass on is more incompleteness, because that's what we have. We cannot fully teach and form our children in the way of the Lord because we aren't completely formed ourselves. But sometimes we still wonder what went wrong with our children or in our childhood or things like that that caused the problems we experience. Now, today, St. John tells us about an encounter that our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ had with a blind man. And he asks this really curious question. Who sinned that this man might be born blind, right? Whose sin was it that this child came out unable to see? He was unfinished, basically. He was incomplete. And then Christ responds to something that when I was a young man, I used to read this, I used to get kind of angry. Oh, he was born this way so that the power of God might be revealed in him. Like, wait, so you let this kid be born blind and suffer all this time so that you could reveal your power in him? That, you know, of course, as a young man, I didn't understand what he was talking about, but it seemed kind of cruel almost that God would do this. But what he was actually saying wasn't he did it so he could show off. He was doing that this child was born so that in his need, God could come along and fill in that which he was lacking, that which his parents couldn't give him. The works of God are revealed in those who are born broken, which is all of us. We are all broken and incomplete. Just pause for a second. You know that perfect family you see on TV or that perfect family in your neighborhood? They're not. They're not perfect. We're all born broken. And this man's parents could not form and raise a complete human being. He was incomplete. He could not see. It's not by their power that they could create a real human being, a real fully formed human being. They couldn't do it. They couldn't do it on their own. Now, the work of forming a complete human being is the work of God and God alone. Only God can make real people. All we can make, all we have come from, are broken from broken people, right? It's because God is creator. And by finishing and forming this man, he took the dirt from the earth, mingled something of himself with it, and then made the man whole. And in doing so, he revealed the work of God, which is to make us whole. And there's only God that can do that. And I want to pause for a second and say, whenever you read the Gospels, just so you know, especially John, all of these signs and wonders that God does is always pointing to his death and resurrection. So when he's doing this, he's not just showing off. He's saying, I'm going to go into the ground and I'm going to come out and I'm going to make you all whole. I'm going to make you see. I'm going to complete in you that which was lacking, that your parents could never give you, that your aunts and uncles could never give you, that your grandparents could never give you. I'm going to be that thing that you need to make you see and to make you a human being again. And instead of his body going to the ground, he mingled his saliva with the ground. So his saliva went into the ground, and out of the earth he took and he made the man whole. And we also realize, too, that God's strength is manifest in our weakness. So it's our lack of ability to do things where we can finally step back and see God's power stepping in and enabling us to do all good works. It's God's power that enables us to do the thing that we otherwise could not do on our own. And there's nothing quite more dangerous than to try to be a good Christian on your own. Don't do it. You're going to fail. The only way you can become a good Christian or a good person or a true, authentic human being is with Christ. Because as we are weak, we run to him, and in our weakness, we see his strength manifest. And we become strong. We are healed by confessing and running to the Savior and saying, I can't see. I'm not a good husband. I'm not a good father. I am not a good son or a good uncle. Only you can make this up in me. And in his love for us and his filling in that which is lacking inside of us, it's in that moment that we see his love for us, his strength, his divinity, as he takes and gives us that which is lacking. He heals us in a way that only he can heal. I will say this. We all here have friends, we have family, we have neighbors, we have coworkers, we have students, other fellow students, we have whatever. The best thing that you can offer those people in your life is Christ. We often want to say, I want to be a good friend. I want to be a good neighbor. I want to be a good husband. I want to be a good dad. I want to be a good whatever. But it's not me that I can offer them, but Christ in me. Because whatever I offer from myself is incomplete. The only thing I can ever form is a blind child. You know, that's what I produce. But with Christ coming along, he gives that which I am lacking. And we are able to offer Christ to others when we begin on repairing our relationship with God through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And I'll say this, we talk about joy a lot in Orthodoxy, and there's a lot of joy in Orthodoxy, and the reason for that is because we're reconciled with God. You hear that a lot in the service where the priest comes out, peace be unto all. Well, where do you get peace except when you are reconciled with God? There's something miraculous that happens in your life when you start to be restored to back to your Creator again. When the creation finally gets to walk with their Creator again in the cool of the morning, you feel joy, you feel peace. It can only happen from him. You can look for it elsewhere. You're not going to find it. It's only with God. And that relationship, that restoration with God, is only possible through Jesus Christ. And we are healed, and we start to become whole. And as we are healed, others see his works in us and are drawn to him. This is where we get that passage, let your light so shine in the world so that people might glorify your Father. They see God healing you and making you real and a real human being. And this activity, this works with all of our relationships, whether it be our children, our friends, coworkers. We begin by learning to love them, to be patient, to be kind, to give of ourselves for them, to love our neighbors. And as they see that, they begin to see Christ emerging in us. They begin to see Christ in us. And that's an amazing thing. I always think about that with this passage every year. So this man has seen nothing. And he goes and he washes in the pool of Siloam, and he comes back, and what does he see but Jesus Christ? So he's blind, and one of the first things he sees is Jesus, right? It's amazing. And so as people walk through life blindly, stumbling around, hopefully through us, they see Christ, and they begin to see. So my encouragement to all of us today, including myself, starting with myself, is to devote our lives to living for Jesus Christ. Don't try to be perfect. Just try to love Jesus. Try to walk with him. You know, we think about our ancestors who walked in the garden in paradise. They walked in paradise. They said they walked with God, and I think that is an amazing thing. Oh, but all of us here could walk with Christ again, that we could walk with God, that everything we do is illumined by his presence, especially the interaction that we have with one another. And so, I often say, don't beat yourself up. That's God's job. And you know what? He doesn't. So every time you stumble and you fall, or you think of some painful memory you have from your childhood or previous relationships, offer that to Christ and realize that you are incomplete and that the people who were part of that scenario were also incomplete, and they were unhealed. They could not produce a child who could see, but it is only Christ that can produce that. He's the great healer of our souls and bodies. What does that look like? He makes us whole, and we can see again by recreating in us. I got to pause myself because I want to go on this side quest, if you will, talking about how Christ creates man again through the mud and the earth, how he recreates us in his image. But that which will happen at the end of time when we're all resurrected begins now. It begins in this life where we start to live the life of the risen Lord Jesus Christ right now, today. So be encouraged when you stumble and you fall, or when you see someone else stumble and fall. Look to Christ and to Christ alone, because in him we find our salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.